the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a fine guest and our friend live in studio. He's Batman Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, so good to see you again, brother.
Yeah, 15 months. I've been away. I've been in hiding during this COVID thing. So it's great to see you, Crudy. Great to see you, Dom.
Yeah, Matt,
great
thanks,
to see you, Brian.
I thought you plugged that down, Matt. Orange is the new black.
You got time off for good behavior.
No, I was working there in my little hole, but you know, it was kind of a crazy 15 months, as we all know.
Now, Matt, my understanding is there was a rally at the Wisconsin State Capitol today, and the topic of the protest/rally was support for fair maps for ending the gerrymandering here in the state of Wisconsin. It's obviously a census year. It's a redistricting year. First and foremost, how was the socially distanced turnout?
Beautiful day for a rally. We had, by my count, you know, 350 people there, and I've been counting political rallies before most of you guys cut your front teeth, so I'm good with that number. And Senator Jeff Smith was there introducing his legislation on the Senate side. On the Assembly side was Representative Deb Andraca with the companion bill, and there were a lot of Democratic legislators also there. And we have two Republican co-sponsors, at least, Todd Novak and Travis Tranel.
Wait. I'm sorry. I think I blanked out there for a moment. Could you repeat that again, please?
Actually, two Republican co-sponsors. One is Todd Novak, mayor of Dodgeville. He's been in the Assembly a while. He's been on our side on this issue of banning gerrymandering for session after session. So he's been a real steadfast supporter of
this.
Travis Tranel of southwestern Wisconsin signed on last session. So that's not a huge surprise, but it's good on him. There were three Republicans who also signed on last session who haven't committed this time. I'm hoping they'll come on board, and I hope other Republicans will come on board, because this isn't a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's a bipartisan issue. We got 56 counties that have either passed referendums or county board resolutions urging the legislature to ban gerrymandering. And you know they're not 56 blue counties in this state. They're not 26 blue counties in this state. There are a lot of red counties where people understand that, you know, there's enough monkey business going on in Madison. It's time to stop that, and it's time to stop the rigging of the maps and to give us independent, nonpartisan redistricting, fair maps, fair representation. You know, we don't have it right now. There's something screwy with our democracy. It's not working right because the people aren't getting what we want. We want, you know, medical marijuana. 83% of us want medical marijuana. 59% want recreational marijuana. We're not getting it.
Man, it's sort of off topic, but how do we get binding referendums here in the state of
Wisconsin? Well, it's a weird thing. You know, I always wondered about that because the state of Fighting Bob LaFalle, all this progressive reform that happened at the turn of the 19th and 20th century. And I was saying, why don't we have binding referendums? I mean, like after Act 10, Ohio had their version of Act 10. They overturned it by a plebiscite. The people had a binding referendum, said, we don't want Act 10. Get out of here. And so it's not on the books in Ohio. It's on the books here. We don't have binding referendums. So I looked it up. And it turns out that the progressives were in kind of bad odor in about 1911 or 1912 because they had passed a lot of tax increases. So the public just voted no on everything the progressives were introducing then, including a constitutional amendment that would have given us the power of the plebiscite, the power of binding referendums. I'm for that. It's one of the big reforms I'm for, but we don't have it yet.
We'd have to reform the maps before we could even consider something as nuanced as, you know, the citizens' will being binding upon the politicians. How dare I even dream such a dream? That's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, we know, I know, you know, that people want to choose and vote for and select who serves them instead of the other way around. And effectively, this redistricting, the way it happens here in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans got to pick their maps for a decade, and hell, if we don't go quick, it could be 12 years. We could have the same maps through 2022. Matt, tell me that's not going to happen.
I don't think it will. I'm optimistic, like your last guest, Senator Kelda Royce, is, that we're going to get better maps this time around than we did last time. We're going to get better maps because of the People's Maps Commission and the input that they're getting. We're going to get better maps because Governor Evers, as the senator said, has got his veto power right there, and Robin Vosten get his dream fantasy come true of a veto-proof majority. So Evers will veto it. It'll go to the courts. If it's in federal court, you know, a lot of federal judges don't like this kind of monkey business with the maps.
Is it a race to see which court gets jurisdiction first?
Absolutely. You're going to see lawyers in three-piece suits and, you know, those fancy shoes of theirs, run into the courthouse, see who gets there first, whether it's state court or federal court. But even if it's in state court, even if it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that's no longer a slam dunk, because we've got Jill Karofsky up there at 4-3 with a conservative majority, but Hagedorn is not a reliable rubber stamp anymore for the Republicans. So I think we're going to end up with better maps this time around. But the long-term solution is passing a law or amending the state constitution and saying once and for all, you know, no more gerrymandering. The political party in power, you know, shouldn't be able to ensure themselves power for another 10 years like you're talking about, Crudy, just by moving lines on a map here and lines on a map there, or shoving their political opponents into as few districts as possible to leave the rest going to them. I mean, that's a crazy way to run a railroad.
But, Matt, I hate to rely upon Justice Hagedorn, and sure, he's shown a little judicial independence, but he was Walker's lawyer during the redistricting. And I would point out the Constitution says the legislators get first crack. And obviously we've got Republican control of both houses of the legislature from the cracking and packing and gerrymandering from a decade ago. But, you know, this originalist Hagedorn, he could very well say, but, you know, the Constitution says the legislatures get to do it.
Well, the legislature gets to draw the maps, gets to vote on the maps, according to the Constitution. It doesn't say that they have to draw the maps. It says they have to reapportion. Now, last time they didn't draw the maps, they hired a political scientist from Oklahoma, of all places. He drew the maps. So it wasn't like Robin Voss was there with his pen and eraser and, you know, calculator figuring everything out. They vote on it, though, and they'd still vote on it even under this bill that was introduced today, where the Legislative Reference Bureau staff would draw the maps with input from a People's Maps Commission.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Matt Rothschild, Executive Director from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, talking about fair maps. And I guess I want to go down that road a little bit, get some detail behind the legislation of the rally that you went at today. So how exactly would this work? Because as mentioned, you know, the Republicans are going to say, well, originalists, you know, the Constitution says the legislature has to do it. But as you mentioned, you know, it wasn't Robin Voss grabbing these topographical maps and doing the crunching on this. That was Michael Beston Friedrich, you know, and signing non-disclosure agreements with all the Republican politicians before they looked at their particular district. So Matt, how would this work as the legislation is written right now? And how do the Republicans who've signed on so far, and good on them, I think everyone wants a fair playing field. Well, not everyone, but certainly some people do. How do they push back against their conservative cohorts in the legislature to try to bring them along on this, do you think?
Well, one answer to that second question is Representative Deb Indraka, who's the co-author on the Democratic side in the Assembly.
She's my rep.
Yeah, and she was talking to me after the speeches were all done, and she said, and I congratulate her on her talk and for leading the way here, and I said, you've been behind this redistricting issue even while you were running. She said, I made it my prime issue. In fact, I won on that issue. And I tell the Republicans in this building, I won on this issue.
Yeah.
And that's how you persuade some of the Republicans to come around, because if they're going to be, you know, obstacles in the way of this reform, they may pay a political price for it. Now, the way it's going to work, the legislation's going to work, and I just read it the other day, there's going to be input from the people, a People's Maps Commission, like Governor Evers said.
Like we currently have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they're going to take testimony around the state, and they're going to let the people add their comments. It's going to be done, you know, very transparently.
Is it invite-only testimony,
Matt?
No,
not invite-only.
Republicans do that a lot. Okay.
God,
all right.
I can't stand that either. No, this is anybody can submit their comments. Even today, you could submit a comment to the People's Maps Commission. And then the staff of the Legislative Reference Bureau would draw the maps. Now, Republicans have two critiques of this. One, they say the law says, you know, they've got to draw the maps. That's bogus, as we just talked about. All they got to do is vote on it. They're not the ones out there with their topographical maps, like you said. And the second one is everybody's biased. So why don't you just let the politicians do it, which is a crazy argument. They're saying, why not let the most biased people in the world draw the maps? But their argument is silly, because Iowa solved this problem 40 years ago. And this piece of legislation is like the Iowa model, and that the Legislative Reference Bureau, career civil servants sworn to be nonpartisan, would draw the maps. Okay, you're skeptical. You're going to say, well, those guys probably have biases too. Well, guess what? The legislation guards against that by having specific criteria in the law about how you draw the maps. And you can't use the political demographic data about how people in this district voted and how people in that district voted to draw the maps. So that's the correction. That's why those arguments don't make sense.
house by house. How will you know where the good voters are, Matt?
Well, that's right. It makes it a lot harder to rig a map if you don't have that political demographic data at your hands or in your computer.
Matt, the Supreme Court election, we talk about it a lot. Neubauer lost to Hagedorn by like 5,600 votes. And it was a disappointing turn of events, although, you know, I think we've all been pleasantly surprised with Hagedorn. But a year later, the electorate here in the state of Wisconsin punished Dan Kelly. And Dan Kelly, in part, was on the Supreme Court that said, hey, you got to go out and vote in a pandemic, things of that nature. Guess what? The people of the state of Wisconsin didn't like that much. And Kurofsky won by 163,000 votes. That's an enormous margin for a spring election. Matt, between the voter suppression laws and the big lie and the insurrectionist Wisconsin Republicans sending letters to the vice president encouraging him not to codify the election of Joe Biden, and above and beyond that, we got fraudulent electors trying to take their position and go cast their votes for Donald Trump, one of whom serves on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Well, Matt, ultimately, these are not fair arbiters. You know what I'm saying? Right. They've kind of shown their colors. And my question of you, my friend, it's, you know, requires some speculation, counselor, but will the people of the state of Wisconsin punish this bad behavior? Do you think we finally, we all of us, not just the Dems and the liberals, but all of us, do you think we're getting sick of this governance by minority rule?
I think people are sick of that. People are sick of the manipulation, the games playing, the monkeying around. The rigging of the rules to favor one side or another. There is a problem in that, you know, people are believing crazy stuff right now coming out of Trump's mouth, as you know. So I'm worried about a lot of things about our democracy, not just in gerrymandering. I'm worried about the rise of this authoritarian right, the rise of irrationalism, the cult behind Trump, to say nothing of white supremacy and economic inequality. So there are a lot of problems out there.
A lot of
but
headwinds.
You know what? Banning gerrymandering is a much easier problem to solve than any of those other bigger problems.
Here's my biggest concern. The Republicans win back the House of Representatives, as often happens after, you know, the midterm swing back. And it's only a 5, I think, congressperson margin for the Democrats currently. And if they win back the House, effectively, when 2024 rolls around and let's say Trump's running again, and we have another, well, not even close election, and they just say, you know what, we're not going to accept the outcome of the election. That's how close we are to this whole democracy experiment falling apart. If the Republicans win back the House, theoretically, Matt, they can blow it up.
Oh, I'm very worried about that. I'm very worried about how fragile our democracy is right now. We were within a couple hours of losing our democracy on January 6th.
We were one Supreme Court justice away from seeing the state of Wisconsin overturned for Donald Trump.
And throw tens of thousands of ballots down the toilet. And, you know, Hagedorn said that would be an outrageous and unprecedented and disproportionate thing to do. But, yes, three of
them. But the other Republicans were totally fine with that.
They were fine with it. I mean, read that decision. That's a horrifying that dissent is a horrifying dissent by the three other conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So we're in the midst right now, Crudy, of an anti-democracy movement, both in Wisconsin and nationwide. And that, yeah, that keeps me up at night.
Any solace at night, Matt, given Liz Cheney's position, Mitt Romney, and perhaps some of these other Republicans who've threatened to leave
the party?
Hell,
even David Blaska's anti-Trump these days.
Right? Do you think there's any chance of those Republicans splitting off, starting their own party, or somehow convincing others within the GQP to stand down?
Yeah, I take solace in that, and I admire actually Liz Cheney for her stand, Mitt Romney, and here in Wisconsin, Reid Ribble and Tom Petri for speaking out on this issue.
Well, they're former electeds.
Yeah, that's true.
Takes a lot less courage when you're not on the ballot, Matt. Brother, I hope you stick around for a cold one. We are the Devil's Advocates. That is Matt Rothschild. He's Batman. We'll catch up with him in like 10 minutes off air, baby. The rest of you, stick around. I got a little bit to tell you about from Charlie Sykes calling out the Republicans.
What?
Yeah, he
Thanks,
did
Matt.
It. Thank you, Matt Rothschild. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. 844-967-2789.
The pen mightier than the sword.
What are you?
I'm Batman.